The Diva Cast.
Sharon. You are, quit hogging us.
No, you're done. You're done. You're fired.
I am not done. I am not. Okay, here we go.
That's funny.
The Diva Cast. Number 85, 8 March 2008. You just move on out of here, little Missy.
Who are you?
I am me, Carrie. I am me. You little mic hog.
I got her good.
Hey, everybody. We are the Divas of the Diva Cast, and we are five fun, fabulous friends, also known as the Divas. And we get together and just talk about real and relevant issues that I think all of our listeners seem to share some commonality with that.
And this week's topic is going to be very relevant for everybody, I'm sure.
Yes.
But who are you?
I am Suzanne.
And I'm Amy.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Sharon, and we believe inside every woman is a diva.
And you are our diva sisters.
Yes.
Welcome.
How you doing?
How you doing?
So, how was your week?
My week was good, except my son was homesick with strep, so yep. That was not fun.
That's going around.
I know. And then I started to get it, and thank goodness I have connections where I can just call my beloved friend and say, hey, call me in a script, baby.
Shh, don't tell that. She'll get in trouble.
Yeah. No, I didn't say who she was.
Okay.
So, see? It's all good.
I've got some news.
Yes.
I resigned from my job last night.
Wow.
Carrie, wow, sweetie.
Well, congratulations.
Well, yeah, congratulations.
How are you feeling about
it,
Carrie?
How you feel?
I'm feeling very good about it. I think it's a good thing. It's a jump off the cliff into my passion of new media and kind of getting into different areas of that. And my boss was very, very, very gracious and sweet and very just complimentary. Yeah, she was awesome.
Good.
So I'm going to continue working till the end of the month. And then I'm going to. Just...
Then I get you.
Yeah. What do you mean you get me?
What do you do?
What is up with that?
Well, only Carrie and I really know. It's our secret relationship. Carrie is going to help me with my Dear Zanny show.
Well, tell our listeners what you have.
Okay. Well, here it is. This is kind of the debut that I have launched a separate podcast, and that is called Dear Zanny, and it is analogous to Ann Landers and Dear Abby. Do you guys remember the columns in the newspaper?
Of course.
It's still there.
I know, which is so interesting. They've actually never been able to adequately replace the two of them, and so they're still running all of their columns, which I think is really cool.
Wait, are they dead?
Yes.
Yeah, they are.
Both her and her sister.
Yeah.
Dear Ann, Dear Abby.
I never knew that.
Amy's been writing them for years.
No wonder they're not writing me back.
But honey, now, all you have to do is to call Zanny.
Dear Zanny, Z-A-N-N-Y, right?
Yes, and
it
is on our website, thedivacast.com.
And it's also the same number that we use for the DivaCast, and that is 678-884-0524. So you can call in and leave me a voicemail. And it is so much fun to get these questions, you guys. So I'm having a blast. I took a little hiatus off last fall, and I got kind of busy. But you know what's so interesting is that my listenership keeps growing. So I thought, that's like a sign from the universe that I'm supposed to keep going. So there it is.
Okay, and I also started my own podcast.
Yay!
We are just like
media fools.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And it's called Words to Mouth. It's words with an S-T-O, mouth.com. And it is an author interview, talk show, and blog. I've interviewed 3 authors, and I've got another 3 that are scheduled. I just really am passionate about that and just help promote the DivaCast more. And
well, and I don't know if our listeners know, Carrie, but you are a writer yourself. Carrie's a beautiful writer. Yeah, you write beautifully.
Thank you. So who knows? But anyway, I just feel like it's time to just jump off the cliff and see if I have wings. If I fall flat on my face, I'll just have to get another full-time job. But anyway, that's
Welcome
what's going
to
on
Walmart.
With me. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Hey.
No, I'm kidding.
I heard you.
That's my unsolicited advice.
Thank you so much.
So many of our listeners will hopefully recall the interview that we did with Roland Haas regarding his book entitled Enter the Past Tense. My Life as a Secret CIA Assassin. It's by Potomac Books, but we also have it listed on our website at thedivacast.com. So fascinating book. It was a great interview. And the biggest news this week is he's going to Hollywood.
That's awesome.
That's really exciting.
He has a potential movie deal, and he is going to Hollywood April 5th to go, I guess, shopping for the supporting roles, the support people, I guess, that they need to do that. I know. So
keep us posted on that.
Yeah, I will. I will. For those of you who've not read the book, it truly is a fascinating book.
It's a good read.
Yeah, it's a really good read, a really quick read.
So, and he has a tattoo. And what is that tattoo?
Good segue. You know what? I asked him about his tattoo, and he said it didn't have any real significance. Well, he said that in the email, but then he also added that he had told himself if he made it to the age of 52, he was going to get a tattoo. And I thought that was kind of interesting because I thought, well, that's huge significance that if he lived until the age of 52.
What is it?
You know what? I'm not clear. I haven't seen it up close, but it looks like it's almost like a...
Isn't it around his arm?
Yeah, it's around his bicep.
Bicep.
Yeah. Some type of like almost like a garland, but some type of just a continuous circle.
Well, I have to say this about that. Roland Haas has guns on his body. I mean, these are the biceps. They're amazing. And so that to me is a place that you can put a tattoo. I don't care how old you are. But what do you guys think about...
It's working for him, isn't it?
It's working.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
But what do you guys think about the guys specifically who they got a tattoo, I don't know, like on their back or maybe on their upper chest, and they've got this mushy pecs and a pot belly. What is that? Like, is it they were looking really good at one point in their life and then
maybe
they just kind of
really
let it go?
Buff? Maybe.
Robin's looking at his body.
But, you know, every time I turn around, I see somebody with that sort of, what's the one around the bicep that looks sort of like barbed wire or something? Or
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's usually
that's
young
gang.
Guys.
That's
that,
more gang stuff,
I thought
isn't
it? Was
it?
Something,
it is?
I thought it was an indication that you were gay if it was on a female. I don't
what?
Know.
Oh, look, listen to all this.
Wow.
We don't know, do we?
We have no idea.
Listeners, you write in or email
us
about this.
Okay, so why are we talking about tattoos?
Suzanne, tell us what you've done.
Well, I cannot believe this. I truly am having a midlife crisis. I am truly out of my mind. I haven't even told my parents.
Oh, you're not going to tell your parents.
God, why would you tell your parents?
Exactly. You're not telling your mother before you do
this.
Oh,
my gosh. Can you? Why? Yeah, because my mother is so, so proper. Okay, well, here it is. I have decided to get a tattoo. And I want the Ouroboros tattooed on my right back hip.
Well, some people don't know what that is.
Sorry, I'm going to explain that. The Ouroboros is an ancient Greek symbol, and it symbolizes the serpent consuming its own tail. And what that represents is life, death, and then the resurrection or being reborn again. And it's all very, it's very, very spiritual. And actually, for the first 400 years of Christianity, they used this symbol, which I thought was so fascinating. So you know what? We'll have to put pictures on our website at thedivacast.com. So
of
go
your
that.
Backside?
No, of the Ouroboros.
And well, explain why you want to put it on your
and the
hip.
Reason I want it placed strategically at the beginning of my 13-inch, yes, I have measured it, my 13-inch surgical scar, it's because it's the site of where I had cancer. The Ouroboros, the reason I have chosen that is because when I was diagnosed with cancer, I had all of these dreams about snakes. And mind you, I don't like snakes. I don't like them at all. But they came to me in dreams by the hundreds. And ironically, later on, I found a dream therapist. I had no idea that he had written his whole doctoral dissertation on serpents.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah, Barry Williams.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, so I didn't know that for my first probably year of doing therapy with him. I had no idea. And then I started talking about all these serpent dreams that I had. And so it was really the slender threads of the universe kind of connecting us and bringing us together like that. But serpents, by the way, are signs and symbolic of huge energy of healing. And as evidenced by, you know, our modern day caduceus of the two intertwined serpents going up the staff, the medical staff. Mm-hmm. So fascinating history. So I applied. I can't believe I did this. Carrie, thank you, my diva sister, sent me the link to LA Inc. and Miami Inc. I applied.
So will you be on potentially on television?
I guess. I don't know. And I'm
well, she's being considered. You know, when she started talking about it, I'm like, you need to go on there. I think that's a cool story. So she applied. So I guess they're considering, you know, they consider and then call back who they want to have on there. So wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah. And they asked to have a headshot. So I JPEG'd them a photo of me. And then I JPEG'd them a picture of the Ouroboros itself. And then I wrote them a little blurb about my cancer and about all the serpent dreams that I had and why the Ouroboros has such spiritual significance and relevance for me.
Well, that's good.
So that's why I want a tattoo. Yeah. So I hope I can I'll say that we're all going to Hollywood or to Miami.
You know? Yeah, we'll go with you.
I know, because I
just
really
conditional. Just say, listen, I'd love to do your show, but only if.
Only if the divas are there, right there with me.
Yeah, they always have like girls walking in like bikini tops. So Sharon, you better get your bikini top ready.
I need to get more than my bikini top ready. Let me tell you.
I know. So what do you guys think of that? What do you guys think of me? Actually, what do you think of that?
You go, girl.
Yeah.
I hope it's a pretty snake and not an ugly snake.
It's kind of cute.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's my necklace. Here, you know, I wear my necklace.
Okay.
Here it is.
Okay. Now, I have to say, I have no desire to have a tattoo. No.
I think they're vulgar, quite frankly.
There's
vulgar?
Nothing.
Yes.
That's a strong word.
I don't like
them. Are you sure it's not you channeling your mother coming out of you?
Oh my God, I think that was Eleanor.
Yes.
That wasn't me. My mother's here.
I mean, I like them. Ankle, kind of little butterfly, lose them on the ankle.
The ankle? Okay, this is the thing I have.
Really?
Is that...
No, don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that.
No,
can't do it.
No, it's not
the ankle.
Oh, yeah, where you have where you're bony.
And if you really, really hurt.
Oh, stop.
This is why I'm not doing it.
But here's my thing. I always think, I guess I met a woman when I was working at EDS back in the day that had a tattoo and had to hide it in a corporate setting because it was on her ankle. You know, and I've said this to friends of mine.
What'd she wear? Thick ankle
opaque
socks?
She had like makeup on it and stuff. Yeah, well, back then, remember the white opaque icky pantyhose that we wore?
But I like those.
I still wear them.
Oh, oops, sorry.
with my Christmas
with your
sweaters.
Red shoes. Well, I said to a friend of mine who's a Harley girl, she's this professional by day and Harley girl by night.
I like her.
But she has tattoos. And when I said, gosh, you know, she's got one on her ankle and somewhere else that's visible. And I talked about the corporate thing and she's like, you know what? Why have a tattoo if you're not going to have it someplace where people can see it? I think now it's getting more commonplace.
Accepted.
And
Yeah.
I have a story. This girl that worked in an autistic class had I believe it's a lizard or dragon on her lower back. And she's a cute little thing. And she had low hip hugger pants and one of her shirts rode up, I guess, when she bent over.
Sure.
And one of the children, she was in a self-contained, severe, profound autistic class, crawled under the table and would not come out the rest of the day because of the, you know, whatever he called snake or bug, or he kept saying a bug.
Oh, crap.
And they didn't know what it was. They couldn't figure out what he had seen till finally she bent over again with her back to him and he freaked out again and someone else was in the room. So from that moment on, she had to wear something always tied around her back in case she bent over because he couldn't stand. The head would crawl up out from the back of her pants. So all he saw was this tattoo of a head of a snake.
Ew. Or I thought you were going to tell this wonderful speech story where the child saw the lizard and his first word was lizard. and the mom was so excited.
No, you know what the kid would have said? Have you heard this before?
Yeah.
Look, mommy, tramp stamp. They call it a tramp stamp if it's on the back of your, right above your bottom.
Oh, don't say that. I'm going to have a tramp stamp.
Not on your, where are you putting it?
On the back.
Is it going to be like,
on the side?
Are you going to be able to see it when you wear your...
Okay, Suzanne, she's showing me her butt.
Okay.
I am not showing you my
yes,
butt.
Yes, you are.
You went on the back.
Right here.
So are you going to see it with your bathing suit?
Probably.
That's different than having, and I'm not criticizing the tramp stamp. I've just heard guys say that, you know, that's a sign that guys think if you've got a tramp stamp that you're easy. Because who's going to be seeing the tramp stamp but somebody that's...
Oh, how can I go through with this now?
You're this not putting it.
This is a spiritual,
it's
like,
not the same
like
thing.
Concretizing my spiritual.
You're old. It's okay.
Shut up.
Hey, did you guys see Saturday Night Live? They did a skit on an age progression of this woman who had what did I call it?
A tramp stamp.
Tramp stamp. And it was so funny because she's like the sexy hot thing. And then it was like she got older and older and it wrinkled up. And it was just.
Becomes like a prune.
I thought you guys supported this.
We do. We're thrilled.
I think it's different than what I'm talking about.
It is different.
And I don't think tramp stamps are necessarily, I don't necessarily think women are easy. I just heard it said that that's what
from
guys
from all the young guys
think.
You hang out with or from whom?
I have a friend who, she was younger actually, and she had a sun like right around her navel. So a sunburst.
Okay.
When she was thin and non-pregnant, you know,
and when
she got pregnant. And it grew.
Oh.
And then like after the pregnancy,
Oh, no.
Think about it.
Oh, no.
It wasn't good.
That's not good.
Not good.
I have a girlfriend whose youngest son is graduating from high school this year, and she's getting her belly button pierced. She's saying it's her sign of independence.
Whatever. Okay.
Who
Whatever.
Is the, if she, if the she child feels, or the mother?
The mother. So she, I'm like, wow.
Well, does but she have a good body?
Yeah, she's got a cute figure.
I went to my 25th high school reunion, and my old college roommate had a belly button ring, and she looks great. I mean, and she's 44, but, you know, it's
whatever. They're common, and they're, you know what? You can take a belly button ring out, and it grows shut, whereas a tattoo is there forever.
Well, Sharon and I were doing some history on tattoos, and what I discovered is, you know, they're like 5,000 years old. Hmm. I thought that was real, and noted in every culture.
It's kind of like the cave wall drawings.
Kind of, maybe. Amy. I'm thinking yes. Yes.
Could be. That's where they started. If you had to have a tattoo, Carrie, what kind of tattoo would you think of having?
I'd probably do like a little bluebird somewhere because that's
Oh, that's neat.
Me.
Yeah.
A butterfly's is about as good as it'll get for me.
And where would you have that butterfly put?
On your butt.
I'd have a little tramp stamp. Got one.
My stepsister has a hummingbird on her. It was like on her hip, I think. So you wouldn't see it only if she had her bathing suit on. But they're beautiful when they start. But then like years later, they get kind of muted. And
yeah.
You're not doing colors. You're doing like what?
Just black.
Are you second guessing yourself?
I am.
Why?
You're scaring me.
Because I said tramp stamp?
No, just.
Yes.
Why is that? No.
That's what happened. That's when she started doubting.
It's not.
It.
I mean,
it's just semantics.
It's a big decision. I mean, it's something. I mean, you can get rid of Robin, but you're not going to get rid of your tattoo.
You know what I've heard it said? I've heard it said that.
That's going to be easier to get rid of Sharon. Robin than the tattoo. Honey, unsolicited advice. Ding, 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 ding. Here we go again.
I've heard it said that having children is like getting a tattoo on your face.
Oh, I thought it was on your stomach, all the stretch marks.
No, because you can't. You get a tattoo on your face. It's there forever. You're not getting rid of it. Sort of like a kid, unless you're going to be really one of Suzanne's clients, you know. But it's like the opposite. It's like you're getting a tattoo. It's kind of like having a child. You're going to have it for the rest of your life. So you better be daggum sure.
You better love it.
You better love it.
Well, again, it's not about.
I think it's cool.
Yeah, it's not about beauty for me. It's about a spiritual significance and relevance. And it's also letting really my unconscious know, my psyche know that I've heard it, that I get the messages of the serpents and what they're trying to tell me. So that's the culmination for me.
How big is this tattoo going to be?
Well,
size of your fist?
No.
Size of your thumbnail?
Bigger or smaller than your fist?
So smaller, smaller.
Oh, smaller.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my gosh. I don't want some big.
Like this? Like a quarter?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I envision.
A quarter.
Or a half dollar.
Yeah.
The size of a half dollar.
Okay.
And just, so, you know, and that's it again.
Plum.
It's meant for my eyes only.
Don't look, Robin.
Well, I guess my husband's looking at me funny.
Why is it making you feel?
I don't know. All of a sudden, I'm just feeling a little.
You're worried about what other people are thinking.
I guess I am. I guess I'm, all of a sudden, I'm feeling really self-conscious.
No one's judging you here. Well, except Sharon. What are you doing?
I was going to say, here's one of her cards. You could just glue that and stick it on and see how you like it.
Well, that's a question for our listeners, because I wonder if women who have tattoos, what is their experience? Have they gotten it and later regretted it? Or do they have any advice of, okay, if you think you want a tattoo, how long should you let it sit? How long should you ruminate? How long should you, you know, think about it until you actually do it?
Can you please call me and let me know, you guys? Because I really need some help on making this decision at 678-884-0524. Or just go to our website or just email us.
At diva@thedivacast.com. What about people who put people's names?
Oh, bad
tattoos.
Ooh, bad idea.
This is unsolicited advice from Sharon. Do it.
You know, my friend that I was telling you that has tattoos, her husband, he was in Iraq and stuff. And when he came back, he's got a great body, great biceps. And
yeah,
he had
does.
One around his arm. And he put his daughter's names on the whatever it was, you know, whatever that band was around his bicep. And he came home and his wife was like, where's my name? And he had to think about it and he had to explain why.
And what is the explanation?
And actually, I don't know if he said, just like you said, you could get rid of your husband, you don't get rid of your kids kind of thing. But at some point he showed up to my house and I saw her name was added to his bicep. So she won.
I've actually seen a tattoo where the guy had, you know, love and the whatever hearts or whatever. And he had three names, and two of them were X'd out.
Gosh.
So he was on his third name.
Oh,
yeah.
my gosh, that is so funny.
Do you remember that guy that I had had that experience with getting my hair done, and the hair was horrible, but the massage was pretty darn wonderful? Do you remember that?
Yes.
Sure.
And I forget.
The head massage was
the head massage was great, which I neglected to tell you that he had, before this job, revealed to me that he had worked on the railroad. And I said, really? As he's putting color in my hair. And I said, where did you learn how to do hair? And he's like, oh, I was about seven and my grandpa was a barber. And he said, does anybody want to learn how to do hair? And I said, oh, I'll do. And he was cute. But I'm like, oh, okay. Anyway, he had a tattoo on his ring finger. When he was married, it was his wife's name. But if you looked closer, now that he was divorced, it was woven and it had three skulls. And I said, what's with that tattoo? He goes, it used to be my wedding band, but then after 3 years of hell. I was like, oh my gosh, it was so funny.
What a great story.
Yeah.
So. My cousin has a frog. She always was into frogs. And she has a frog on her
shoulder. That's kind of a
shoulder.
Thing for your family.
Oh, it is not.
She's got a frog on her,
counter. On her kitchen counter.
But
big old white ugly frog.
It is not white.
He's not albino.
He looks like an albino.
He looks albino.
He's gotten some color. Amy, he would be fine sitting over there on your little table by your couch. But when you're trying to have some wine and eat some cheese and you're looking at a frog.
Who's shedding most of the time.
He's not shedding. He's singing to you.
I like
would you
singing.
Just let me talk about my cousin's tattoo of a frog?
You're very frog defensive.
Golly. Anyway, it's big. It's like the size of your fist. And it's on her shoulder. And it's brightly colored. It's like one of those Amazon rainforest froggy looking things.
Cool. Yeah. How old is she?
Well, she's married with two children now, but she got it when she was in college. Wedding time. Tried to cover that frog up with makeup, but then it didn't work because she had an off the shoulder dress. And she wishes she didn't do it. But I mean, that's like on your shoulder.
Right.
Amy, you're looking at me like, okay.
I'm trying to
make me feel better.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I thought about this. If I ever got a tattoo, which I wouldn't do at this point in my life, and it's probably because my body parts are not nice enough to show off of a tattoo.
Amy looks great to all of us.
No, but it's true. I would have an orchid like up my calf because I just like the artwork of an orchid. You know how there's the botanical artistry of drawings of orchids and stuff. They're just cool looking.
Yeah, pretty.
But up your calf. I don't think that I would.
What color
do
would it be?
Oh, I don't know. It would be like a real orchid. I don't know. Whatever color they come in.
But your calf, that's everybody sees it.
Yep. Everybody
would
see it.
So you'd have to make that decision whether it's for everyone to see or if it's just your own personal, like Suzanne's talking about, something symbolic for you. I mean.
Or I would have like a little bumblebee.
Why?
I don't know.
You like bees?
I like little nature things.
Or dragonflies or. She's with you as
spider.
A butterfly.
Black widow.
Scary.
I have no idea.
Do you think most people get tattoos just because it's something pretty or because it's
meaningful?
Yeah. I just wonder.
I think it has a lot to do with looks.
Okay. And Sharon, you really want to talk about body piercings.
Well, while I was researching tattoos, I found this really good website. We'll have it on our website, thedivacast.com, but it's youngwomenshealth.org. And it was just such a good resource that I wanted to share it with our listeners because it walks young women through if they're thinking about body piercing. And while this is a big phenomenon right now, there are some serious health risks. And they walk through and explain to you what is it and how can you, if it's you're just doing it for peer pressure, what are some things you can think about?
Mm-hmm.
It talks about what to get pierced. And then it talks about what the risks are with each piercing.
Mm.
And it's really, really...
Can you give us a few examples?
Yeah.
Like what part of your body is a good area to pierce?
Well, they talk about the earlobes, of course, as being an easy piercing.
Mm-hmm.
And the side of the ears, the cartilage part, is a little more painful. But they talk about the nostrils, the tongue, the nipple, the navel.
I know someone who has their nipple pierced.
Well, and here's one thing to talk about. As far as nipple piercing, they mention the fact you can really risk if you're thinking of breastfeeding. I mean, there's some serious side effects for. And then the tongue piercing, the American Dental Association really does not recommend tongue piercing. And they've tied some of it to some, you know, serious.
Well, can I just ask a question? Because I need some clarification on tongue piercing, because I'm not real clear on why people do it. I've heard it's, is it a sex thing, Amy?
I have no idea. Oh. I don't know.
Oh, the way you were looking at me.
I just think it's so gross. Yeah. I think the tongue thing, every time yeah. you talk to somebody, like you have a waitress who has a tongue pierced, and all you can do is just watch their mouth.
I know. At some restaurants, they ban them that employees have to remove their tongue piercing before they can serve because they have an extra propensity towards spewing saliva. Yeah, I read that.
That's gross.
I've just heard it's something sexual that you do with your tongue. And that's what I was like, is that why that person got that? Or is there supposed to be something ornamental about that? Pretty.
I don't know. Sharon, what did your research say?
It didn't say the why. Again, this website is just geared towards young women, making sure they understand the risks involved. Mm-hmm. So rather than mom, you trying to explain to your daughter why she shouldn't get just, I don't want you to.
It's, yeah, or
you
know, son.
It says, okay, I'll tell you what, or son, but this is young women. This whole thing is young women. It talks about, here's what you need to think about, young woman, before you get it. And it talks about, what are the risks about body piercing? Bacterial infection, bleeding, allergic reaction, damage to nerves, scarring, and just general dental damage if you're doing a tongue piercing.
Dental or lingual?
It says dental and talks
you
about
can bang the back of your teeth with
yeah
it or something.
And then it also talks about you need to think about the fact that you can actually get HIV. You know, there are some serious.
Well, that's tattooing too, correct?
Disease. Well, I don't know about tattooing, but this was on the body piercing.
They don't clean the needles.
Yeah,
you
need to be really careful if you're seriously thinking about doing something like that.
Hey,
check out the sanitation
component
of it.
Do you know they're opening up a tattoo parlor in our town?
Is
that for sure?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that wild? I just think that's wild for this town. They're strict about everything.
Very colorful.
Yeah. Oh, here it just says you can get serious infection, including up to and including HIV. And it also says if the studio uses a piercing gun to do body piercing, leave. Capital letters.
What?
Leave.
Why?
Piercing guns cannot be sterilized and should not be used for body piercing.
Wow.
What about really?
I don't
ears?
Think
that's what they do at Claire's.
I know. I don't think it's, right. But they change out the needles every time.
Right.
So I think it's okay. But I don't know. But anyway, leave. Body piercing. So, again, we'll have this on our website, but again, my thought was it's a good reference for you, mom, to have your daughter just sit down and read it, not you telling her, but it
right,
really
right.
outlines
no, that's
the risks
that's,
and stuff.
That's
so,
good, Sharon. That's helpful.
So, I won't have
Mama
body
Sharon.
Piercing. I won't be tattooing. And
what are you going to do if your kiddo says, I'm going to get a tattoo. I want a tattoo. I'm 18 and I want
what
one.
What are you going to do? They can do whatever they want.
They can do whatever right. they want. You know, good
and
luck.
It's so common now. It's so, everybody's doing it. You know, my daughter wants a second ear piercing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know what? I had 3 on one side and 2 on the other. And I'm like, listen to me. Just don't do it. It's just.
Well, what about these guys that are young adults that walk up and they've got 4
eyebrow
piercings and they sticking out and the nose is covered and I mean
how
ears?
Where are you gonna work?
They just didn't have enough hugs when they were
with
little.
Those things
I
in your
know,
face
I mean really they're scary.
How are you gonna find a decent job with that stuff on you?
I saw a girl the other day that was working at a counter of a I don't know where I was a store and she had a Band-Aid over her eyebrow piercing. Obviously the owner of the establishment didn't want her showing that off.
You know what? I saw somebody with a Band-Aid over her nose
That's
piercing, too.
Ah.
I thought it was just infected or something.
No.
Or
no.
You know,
my sister-in-law has her nose pierced. She's a little diamond right there. It's cute. I mean, it looks fine. It's
How
not,
do you even put them in and out? That's what I'm confused.
I don't know.
I think you must put it in and never take it out.
Yeah.
It just sounds like it's
Well, I think
hurt.
You need to clean it sometime.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll ask her.
How do you blow
if
your
she's
nose?
Still talking to me after the last podcast?
Ask her how she blows her nose. Okay, but just remember, piercing heels, tattoos, stay forever.
Thank you, Sharon.
But I don't want you to feel
second-guessing. Oh, you're fine.
You need
you're
to second-guess yourself if you're feeling this
if
way.
If you're feeling the passion and the vision to go, you go, girl.
I am. I
yeah,
do. It's really
do it.
You go.
Yeah,
I really do.
Hey, guys, go to our website and sign up for our newsletter. And there's a button right there, thedivacast.com. Sign up for our newsletter right here.
And don't forget to take our survey.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
You know what? We haven't asked for that in a while. And please give your review for the DivaCast on iTunes. That really, really helps us.
Who are we closing with tonight?
As always, we're thanking Natalie Brown for our intro music. I am the Queen of Me, and today we're closing with Jerry Forney. This is called Only Rock and Roll. And think about that when you're tattooing your old self.
Have a great week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Only kind of life you can understand. Life on the road in a rock and roll band. Rolling down the road in a big Detroit. Drinking him a whiskey, rolling him a joint. Said he found Jesus living on rock and roll. Living on rock and roll. In the Boston to do his show. Got a 10,000 miles to go. And the only kind of life you can understand. Living on the road in a rock and roll band. Say he found Jesus. Living on rock and roll. Stone for his pillow and rock for his head. 10,000 miles of highway ahead. Seems like he found fountain instead. He ain't worried, he's living on rock and roll. Living on rock. Rock and roll.